This is the fourth installment in a five-part series, looking at the changes and opportunities Salesforce DX offers app developers today. Over the course of this series, we'll talk about what Salesforce DX is and isn't paths to adoption. Getting started with the Salesforce CLI scripting and the CLI continuous development with Salesforce DX. The content in this series is a collaboration between the Salesforce DX and Salesforce evangelism teams. Why scripting? Shoshana Zuboff stated more than 30 years ago, "Everything that can be automated will be automated." While you and your team of colleagues are getting comfortable with the plethora of options, as outlined in the previous post, it's also the perfect timing to think about automating steps using scripts. Scripting the CLI helps you. It helps you to effectively use the CLI commands, read, type less. It helps you to avoid manual errors when entering commands and parameters. It helps you and your team to use the same routines by committing the scripts to source as parts of your project. It helps you to be prepared for implementing a continuous development strategy. So let's dive into some options that you can implement yourself. Start simple with aliases and functions. Every operating system has the capability of creating aliases for commands, be it for example via the /profile on Mac/Unix or /add console alias on Windows. Aliases are not really scripts, but they simplify your CLI experience by reducing the amount of needed keystrokes. Check out this excerpt of some aliases that I use every day. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. With a shorts create my alias, I create a new scratch org with a given scratch org alias as a parameter, line 3. Aliases are good for simple commands but certainly not the ideal solution for handling parameters. That's where custom functions come in handy. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. By adding this custom function to my /profile, I can now run sprojekt myproject2 and it automatically creates a new Salesforce DX project. Then it spins up a new scratch org with the alias myproject and an org duration of 2 days. Neat, right? Functions are just scripts, so you can do things like gather user input, as you see in this extended example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Besides validating that all needed parameters are provided, you can also interactively ask the user for data, line 15. No need to remember the exact parameter names or value limits. Build your project scripts. Every developer has likely been in the situation of working on an older project and trying to work her or his way through setup instructions, import test data, create users, assign permission sets and more. That is why README files get really long. While repetition is good for your muscle memory, it can also be tedious and error-prone. A typo here, an incomplete instruction there, we all know how that ends. So why not put all the needed commands into a single batch file? Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. This example creates a new scratch org, pushes the source, creates an additional user, imports data, creates a new record, assigns permission sets, generates a password for the additional user, opens the scratch org with my cool lightning app already selected. Put all this in a script like org-setup.sh or org-setup.cmd for Windows users, add that script to your source repo and you're set for future setups. No more manual typing, insert happy dance here. And you shouldn't stop there. Imagine a deploy sandbox script for converting the source to .py format or creating a package and deploying it to a sandbox for testing purposes. Or scripts for running specific Apex or UI tests on demand. Whenever there is a need to run multiple commands, or sometimes only a single command, more often than once you should script it, seriously. Reusing JSON command output. Every Salesforce CLI command provides a JSON flag. By using this flag, you get access to the full JSON response, compared to a human-readable response. The following snippet shows the standard output that you're familiar with when creating a new scratch org. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. We're adding in the next snippet the JSON flag. As you see, you'll get the raw JSON data response. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. With a tool like the command line JSON processor JQ, you can pipe and parse the output, like directly extracting the ORGiv from the response. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. This functionality comes in very handy when you want to pass down output from a command to another command. The next snippet shows how to extract the username of a new created user, store it in a local variable, and then reuse it in another command. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. While this is a rather basic example, it shows the power of the JSON flag and how you can use it. On a side note, it's worth mentioning that the SFTX force user create command provides a flag for defining a static alias for the new user, so you should probably use that. Did someone say Apex? While the CLI has many powerful options, it cannot do everything like complex data operations or creating content version records. That's where an often overlooked feature can help you, the execution of anonymous Apex using the CLI. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. This script generates a local file with Apex code which then gets executed via the Salesforce CLI. Magic happens on line 23, where the script reads a local file and then creates a new content version record in the Scratch org with the contents of that file. Why is this great? Instead of manually uploading the file, don't forget to check for the right title. On every new Scratch org, it just takes a one-liner to call this script from the local machine. And you can call it from an org setup script as mentioned before to simplify the experience even more. So why not take your post-install scripts and commit them to your source repo? Your team will thank you. To sum it up, these examples are only a few out of many options. But they showcase how you can gain productivity by automating everyday tasks. Just think about the additional productivity you'll get when multiplying this by every member on your development team. How should you start? It's simple. Monitor yourself to see which repetitive commands you execute often. Then decide if you want to have them as aliases, functions, or scripts. This can and will evolve over time. When you set up your next source repo, record the commands and add them in a script to the repo, the sooner, the better. What's next and what to do now? Check out the CLI reference to get familiar with the available commands to learn what's possible with the CLI. The app development with Salesforce DX Trailhead module contains great instructions for your first steps. I also encourage you to visit my favorite sites for starting with shell scripting or Windows scripting. With all that knowledge, you'll be set up for the fifth part of this series, implementing continuous development with Salesforce DX. For additional ideas on how to start your Salesforce CLI automation journey, I highly recommend these recordings. Do not fear the command line, you're smarter than it. London's Calling 2017. Become a Salesforce DX CLI ninja. Trailhead DX 2017. Boost developer productivity with Salesforce DX CLI customized tools. Trailhead DX 2017. Mastering the Salesforce CLI. Dreamforce 2017. You should also be sure to register for the upcoming Ask Me Anything AMA with the Salesforce DX product management team, coming up on February 27th. And if you're looking to get more hands-on with Salesforce DX at Trailhead DX, check out the Emerging Tech for Developers Bootcamp. About the author. Renee Winkelmayer works as Principal Developer Evangelist at Salesforce. He focuses on enterprise integrations, mobile, and security with the Salesforce platform. You can follow him on Twitter at @NewEnsprager.